This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 16th through 22nd, 2008. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza announced its rejection of any Palestinian-Israeli agreement that excludes the issue of Jerusalem. Meanwhile, death toll in Gaza due to the year-long siege has reached 237. The stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. We begin our weekly report with the recent non-violent actions in the West Bank. At least 17 people, including children, suffered from gas inhalation when the Israeli army fired a number of CS gas canisters at protesters in the village of Na'lin near the West Bank city of Ramallah on Friday. Salah Khawaja, coordinator of the Na'lin Popular Committee, told IMEMC that nearly 400 Palestinians, internationals and Israelis took to the streets of the village to nonviolently protest the construction of the wall and settlements on the village's land. The protest started following the Friday noon prayers when worshippers and international and Israeli solidarity activists walked towards the construction site of the wall. Israeli troops then declared the area a closed military zone and clashed with the protesters. On Thursday, the Popular Committee in Na'lin organized a non-violent protest. The Israeli troops fired CS gas canisters and rubber-coated steel bullets at the non-violent demonstrators, wounding 9 people, including 4 children. Dozens of Palestinian, international and Israeli civilians were treated for gas inhalation as the Israeli army showered them with CS gas during the weekly non-violent anti-wall protest in the village of Bil'in, west of Ramallah. A group of 100 protesters marched after the Friday prayers in the village towards the illegal wall built on the villagers' land. The Israeli army attacked the civilian protesters with batons, concussion grenades and CS gas, causing dozens to suffer from gas inhalation, Iyad Burnat, head of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Bil'in, reported. Moreover, troops also sprayed protesters with colored water. Burnat told IMEMC he believes the water contained chemicals and could cause skin problems. Similarly, a number of international Israeli peace activists and Palestinian villagers marched after the Friday prayers in Al-Ma'sara village near Bethlehem in a nonviolent protest against the annexation wall built on the village's land. Local sources reported that the Israeli army stopped the protest by shooting CS gas canisters, rubber-coated steel bullets, and concussion grenades. Among the protesters were children who were injured by the Israeli troops. A number of civilians reportedly suffered from gaz inhalation. Mazen Al-Azza, one of the local coordinators, told IMEMC that another goal of the protest was to commemorate the 39th anniversary of attack on Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem on August 21, 1969, by an Australian national named Michael Dennis Rohan. At the time, the Israeli authorities said he was insane in order to clear him from standing trial and the case was closed. For IMEMC, this is George Rishmawi. As the Palestinian ceasefire with Israel enter its 9th week, death toll in Gaza due to the Israeli siege reaches 237. This and more from IMEMC's Rami El-Maghari in Gaza.
Ramadan Al-Ghalaini died of cancer as he was banned from leaving the Gaza Strip to get the needed medical treatment, the Hamas-run health ministry reported. On Saturday, the Israeli naval forces attacked 2 Palestinian fishermen while on board on Gaza Strip shores. Ayman Mustafa Al-Essi, 29, and Abdul Karim Al-Nahal, 40, were arrested and released later on by the Israeli forces. Meanwhile, the Free Gaza Movement, a group of 60 internationals, including human rights activists, aid workers and journalists, sailed from Cyprus on Thursday towards the coastal territory. According to organizers, the 2 boats loaded with internationals and humanitarian aid to the Gaza's population attempt to break the Israeli blockade on the Gaza Strip since June 2007. Earlier, the Israeli Foreign Ministry said it understood the mission of the Free Gaza Movement, but declared it would prevent their arrival on Gaza shores. For more than a year now, Israel has been closing all border crossings of the Gaza Strip, depriving the 1.5 million residents of their basic rights to freedom of movement, appropriate living conditions, work, health and education. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli army troops wounded 31 Palestinians, including 10 children and 3 international human rights defenders in the West Bank this week. Most of these civilians were injured when the Israeli military used force against peaceful demonstrations organized to protest the construction of the annexation wall. IMEMC's Rula Shahwan has the details.
Israeli forces conducted at least 40 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli forces kidnapped 37 Palestinians, including 10 children. This week's attacks focus on the cities of Nablus, Hebron, Jenin, Bethlehem, and Ramallah. Following these incursions and detentions, the number of Palestinian civilians kidnapped by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of this year now stands at 1,789. Israeli troops positioned at various checkpoints in the West Bank abducted at least one Palestinian civilian. On Thursday, 9 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children, were wounded by the Israeli military in the village of Nana'in, west of Ramallah, as troops opened fire at a nonviolent protest against the wall. On Wednesday, 2 Palestinian children were injured when Israeli forces moved into Tammun village, southeast of Tubas, and opened fire indiscriminately. Also on Wednesday, Israeli forces raided the headquarters of 3 Palestinian radio stations in Hebron. They confiscated equipment and abducted 2 members of staff. On Tuesday, Israeli troops attacked a number of shops selling fertilizer and agricultural materials, where they confiscated agricultural equipment and crops at worth approximately 35,000 shekels. There are about 600 permanent roadblocks, manned and unmanned checkpoints spread across the West Bank. In addition, there are some 60 to 80 flying or temporary checkpoints erected across the West Bank by Israeli forces every week. For IMEMCs, this is Rula Shahwan.
The ruling Hamas party in Gaza announced rejection of any Palestinian-Israeli agreement excluding the issue of Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the promised national dialogue between Hamas and the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has yet to begin. This and more by IMEMC's Paul Martinez.
Palestinian Prime Minister and leader of the Hamas movement, Ismail Haniyeh, slammed Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's proposal for a solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict based on a Palestinian state on 93% of the West Bank, with Israel annexing 7% of the land area, including the major Israeli settlement blocks. Haniyeh's remarks came against the backdrop of a continuing Israeli excavations beneath the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site for Muslims in occupied East Jerusalem. The Jordanian Foreign Ministry filed a written protest at the excavations through the Jordanian ambassador in Tel Aviv. So far, peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians have not achieved any progress on the ground, as Israel continues to expand settlements, maintain hundreds of checkpoints across the West Bank, and carry out excavations beneath the Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the Hamas party in Gaza denied that Cairo has sent invitations to the various Gaza factions for a new round of national dialogue with the Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. President Abbas, whose party was ejected from Gaza on June 14, 2007, flew to Saudi Arabia this week for Arab-Palestinian consultations on important issues such as a national dialogue and the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. On another note, Egyptian efforts to mediate a prisoner swap between Hamas and Israel, in which hundreds of Palestinian prisoners would be released from Israeli jails in exchange for captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, have yet to bear fruit. The principal